So we are all here by some good karma. We are all joined together by some good karma. We are joined together by some good affinity. Good affinity means we have all done something good in our previous lives, something similar, and something good to be back together to do it again. Some of you may have done it with another a religious institution, but it's the same thing and you're back. Some of you did it with me, but we're back. And we're here to do something good. So my message to you is please, my appeal, my message, and my very strong fear tells you, my fear for you, my fear for me, my fear for our death, my fear for our future, my fear, my real fear, it's real fear, tells you to please join me and do Dharma work all the way. Join me to practice the Dharma. Join me, and when you join me, you will become a blessed person, a real Dharma person, and you will bring these blessings to other people, and other people will join you to join me, and then more people will join them, and then they will join them, and then they will join them, and that will have meaning. We know people who are super wealthy. Sorry, Michael Jackson. But they're not happy. We know people who are super poor. I know people. KSK rounds. When they're living on the streets. They're also not happy. So what's happiness? We are very lucky. Also, parayores. Parayores means we're not there. We're not down there. We're not up here. We're not down here. We're in between. And that is the best place to practice Dharma. To be born in the God of the realm of the gods is very, very dangerous. Because we stay in parties and fun and beauty and music all the time. What we experience here, we experience this non-stop 24 hours for thousands of years as a god. So you're not going to want to leave the party. You see, because it's glittering, it's fun, everybody's beautiful, everybody's perfect, everybody's young. So when you go outside of this room to go to the toilet, I mean, that side of the restaurant's kind of tired today. It's a little hotter. The people are not dressed up. They kind of look like me. They look like me except they're busboys. You know, it looks different. So going down there is like going back to planet Earth or going back to the human realm. Coming past this wall here, this glittering thing, is like taking rebirth into the God realm. So when you take rebirth into the God realm, really, that's what Buddha says. Everything is beautiful. Everybody's perfect. Every single day, Susan is wearing her wig and dress. That's what a God realm is. Every day, she looks female. Every day, Juan has nice hair. Every single day, Yen-Yi looks like a woman, not a garbage collector. Every single day, we are clean, good food, party, fun, and we enjoy. Just like this, you know this? But expanded and multiplied by hundreds of times, because they're really beautiful there. Really beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. Everybody's enjoying. Everybody's clean. Everybody's got nice teeth. Everyone. No one is imperfect. But they don't look like Barbie dolls like each other. They look different, but they're beautiful. And they eat the best foods. They drink the best drinks. Everything grows naturally. Everything comes spontaneously. Everything is easy. They don't even break a sweat during their whole life. Until they're dying. So once they're in this kind of environment, they never want to go anywhere else. They don't even want to learn Dharma because they think, I'm not suffering. I'm not suffering, although they are. And then the extreme is the lower realms, like the hells, the animals. Animals, we don't need to talk. The humans. We don't need to talk, we know. So therefore, the animals and the spirit realms and the hell realms are the total opposite, where we have that replica in this world where people just suffer nonstop, unending. Tortured, beaten, shot, killed, raped, robbed, cheated, nonstop. And some people go through that cycle year after year in some countries. I've seen it. And so there's no way they can practice, because there's not even a chance where they can get a minute relief of their suffering for them to even speak about the Dharma and why they're in that position. Why they have that suffering, you don't even have a chance to speak about it. because their suffering is so intense. How to teach a horse Dharma? How to teach a spirit how to practice bodhicitta? Well, the reason he became a spirit is because he was miserly and he was stingy with money. He was stingy, he took rebirth as a spirit. How do you talk to him about generosity when he's in a state of his resultant karma? How? So therefore, in the God realms, you can't do anything because you're just enjoying yourself too much. And in the lower realms, you are just suffering non-stop. It's a permanent, fixed nature of your existence. So you don't even have a chance to listen to the Dharma. According to our Lord Buddha, the great Tathagata, he said the best realm to be is in the human realm, because the human realm is free of the two extremes for most denizens, most people, most beings. Because it's not too much suffering like the lower realms, it's not too much pleasure like the higher realms. So therefore the human realm is the best realm to practice. And then Lord Tsongkhapa says that to get a perfect human body with the five senses intact, with health, with a Buddha who had taught or the teachings are remaining, and the lineage is alive, and on top of that, to have the intelligence to know, to learn, to listen, to find the Dharma, and to even have the merits to listen and find the time to listen, is so rare that that type of human body is the same as if you have a vast ocean and there's a blind turtle, and that turtle comes up 100 years once for some air. And when that turtle comes up, there's a yoke, and the yoke is spinning all over the ocean, not staying still. The chances of this turtle coming up and his neck going through the yoke, the hole in the yoke, the chances of that is the same as us achieving the perfect human body with everything intact to practice Dharma. That's what Lord Tsongkhapa said. That's how rare your body is. That's how rare your opportunity is. Lama Tsongkhapa does not lie. Buddha Shakyamuni does not lie. Buddha Shakyamuni and Lama Tsongkhapa are one in nature. They're enlightened beings. They do not lie. So for us to come out from the ocean, a blind turtle, not even a seeing turtle, and come up to the top and our head goes to the yolk. A yolk looks like a donut. It goes to the yolk. For that to happen. And then you have a chance once every 100 years, by the way. And the yolk doesn't stay still. It's moving all over the ocean. Is how rare it is for us to get a body that's healthy, fit, five senses intact, to be born in a family that you can practice, to be in an area you can practice, that the lineage is alive, the Buddha has taught, the Buddha has not passed, it's not a dark age, you're not born in a barbaric area, is the rarity of a human body who can practice the Dharma. So if we think about that every single day for a few minutes, you will see a natural disgust come for anything that has no meaning. It will arise in your mind. Why will it arise in your mind? Anything you're good at comes from familiarity. Anything you're bad at comes from a lack of familiarity. So the secret behind being good or not good, practicing or not practicing, changing your mind, not changing, changing your habit and not changing your habit, arises from familiarity. And that familiarity must have a source, an example. You, Shasa. Meaning a place to place your mind. And it's that meditation that I just taught you in the long run. So hence, if our perfect human body is that rare, myself, because I heard this from Kyabjee Sorumchi in my teens, my teenagers. I remember sitting in the audience and Kyabjee Sorumchi speaking about this. And it hit me very deep. And you know what I said? I said to myself, I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing Dharma. Each one of you individually, on your own, you couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. So don't fool yourself that you have time to play with. You don't have time. You're wasting time. So all of you should join me. And together, Chinese have a saying, right? A bunch of chopsticks is stronger than one. So one chopstick go do business, one chopstick go have baby, one chopstick go have a child, one chopstick go and buy a new car, one chopstick wants to go have fun, one chopstick become a prostitute, not Susan, one chopstick goes to become a drag queen and find themselves, one chopstick goes and go to a club, then only one big chopstick left me. Out. So if we work together, we'll be very strong. Do you know why we'll be very strong? Do you know why? Because we are good people. We are sincere. We are not fake. We are confident. So therefore, let's make HR House go global. Let's build TKL. Let's make the 12 departments grow. Let's make our orientation grow. And I need you. I can't do this by myself. I want to do it. I need you. And if you don't join me, I'm going to have to find someone else. But you lose. I don't want you to lose. Why don't I want you to lose? We're friends now. We have a relationship. I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility for all of you. And that is spiritual care. So therefore, I'm going to keep talking the way I'm talking, and I'm going to find different methods till you fully join, till you fully come aboard. Because why? I can never give up on you. I can never give up on you or anyone. So therefore, come do Dharma work. Don't make excuses. Come join and do something very meaningful. Because anyone intelligent will know that Dharma work is meaningful. And I think everybody here is intelligent or you wouldn't be here. And we may be a small group, but you know what? One diamond is better than 20 zirconian stones. So it's all right. I'd rather have one solid, real diamond, flawless, than 20 zirconian stones. So therefore, we may be few, but we are powerful. Join me. I won't lead you wrong. And I won't lead you astray. And I won't take you to Guyana and make you take acid. I won't lead you to some deserted island and we all sit there, eat bananas, and when they come and get us, we hang ourselves with the banana tree rope we made. I won't lead you astray. I'm going to keep you right here in KL. Sometimes we go to Gombak, that's what I said to you. Genting. I'm going to keep you in the Genting, Gombak, KL triangle. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to have our good family. We're going to have fun. And we're going to make a career of what we're doing. We're going to make a career. And we're going to grow. We're going to globalize. So please stay home and stay here. Do your commitments. Do your practice. And do what you promised me. Please, what you have promised me, hold sacred. Because I believe you. And a lot of people lied to me when I was a child. So it's very painful when people break their commitments. Because it's very painful to be lied to. Keep your commitments. Do our work well. Love each other. Fight with each other. And forgive each other quickly. Don't hold on to anger. You know why you shouldn't hold on to anger? When are we going to die? It's not worth it anymore. And today's dinner was all in dedication to our virtuous lady. A lady who reincarnated back to help make the Dharma grow. And the rest of you are equally very helpful, and I'm indebted to all of you. And you are indebted to me. So let's work together to pay off our debts by bringing Dharma to others. Wonderful arrangement, wonderful place, wonderful restaurant. It's one of the top 100 restaurants in Malaysia. Liaisons, HODs, wonderful attendance. Thank you for coming and celebrating Datin's kindness. Welcome. And I wish you guys all good night. And I thank you again. I enjoyed myself very much. I don't like social things, but with you guys, it's fun. Because you guys aren't people. You're just my friends. Oh, I mean, you guys are people who are my friends. Yes, that's it. Bill said something quite bitchy. Don't smile. We can see your teeth. I was taking pictures here trying to pray when I heard that. They say, pray, Rim. You pray. And I'm like, and I hear this. I'm sitting here praying, listening to Bill keep telling her, don't smile, we can see your teeth. And Amma. Go home and make sure all the emperor's kids are all right. And change those shoes. Maybu, I opened, there was a complaint box, and I opened up one of the complaints. It was from Maybu. Can I be a woman next time? You made her into a eunuch. That's a chum song. And then when everybody was taking pictures, you know, maybe we was kind of sitting there like. To our wonderful Jindak nothing behind, and two, La Foyer. Old Buddha Benign. This looks like the old Buddha. So, we're going to make a movie, should be wonderful for that. Yeah. Empress Tutsi. And then Empress Tutsi has some distant cousins that came from a farm that want to work in the palace to be a lady in waiting, and then we kick Susan in. Little Ahui. It would be a quick, fun movie, huh? Very fun. Could you see that she's sitting on an opium bed, laying there with her fingernails and her fan? And then we can have Lee Kim and a couple of eunuchs around her, fanning her. And then a new lady-in-waiting came from a distant province in Fuzhou. From a farm, but it's a distant royal cousin. And then Susan walks in with that outfit. It should be like, and the eunuchs will say to Susan, why you say Amitabha? What? Her name La Foye Wa. That'd be really fun. And then Susan Ahui gets escorted to the ladies in waiting that keep waiting. Chamber. Yeah, and 2 years later, she's still waiting. I know. This season's so funny, I tell you. We gotta get in some crazy movie. We gotta do a Kachara movie and get to the Cannes Festival. We have so many funny characters and people. And they're not even trying to be funny. It's just normal. That's just her. That's how silly she... I mean, you know. Incredible. We gotta make a movie. Don't you think it's a good idea? Some short little half-hour movie with the funny lines, you know, some comedy thing. Dharma can be funny. We'll just call it funny. Yeah, very, very funny, you know? La Foye doesn't even say anything, she just waves her nail. Paul doesn't understand what I'm talking about. Paul's just happy he can stay awake. He's sitting in the back like... And my Mandarin, you know, La Foye pronunciation also, Paul doesn't understand it. He speaks perfect Beijing Chinese. Okay, along with Xing Piao. Xing Piao's Beijing English is like that. Have you ever heard him talk Beijing Chinese? Beijing, have you heard? If you do, make sure you wear something because it's like... I was in China with him and Paul, and then he was running around with his fake Beijing Chinese. And I was listening to Paul speak Mandarin, and I was listening to him, and Paul still sounded Malaysian. He was like... And while he was talking, I was wiping myself off. You know what? I'm going to end this because I'm turning into a stand-up comic character. I don't feel very dumb because I look down and I'm like, oh, oops. I'm wearing robes and I'm a stand-up comic. So, you know, this is going to stop because, the last time I looked, I was a llama. A Rinpoche. You know what? It's been fun. You guys have been a great audience. Oops. No, you guys have been fun. Worked very hard. Let's do a final dedication, and then I'm going to say goodnight, and I'm going to say thank you. Dasol. Janju. Does anybody like the dowry? You're gonna get me in big trouble.